What is a cute desi name for your pet? Body.
Butt Punjabi.
What is happening?
Man, I was very excited to do this podcast. That answer just went so many different directions. No, let's not get into that. Well, let's get into it.
Huh?
Butt Punjabi.
What is
like
that?
A little butt Punjabi. It's a new term I invented.
Okay.
And it's basically like when, you know how there's like casts of people?
Casts?
Like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't say that's why I said cast.
No, you said cast.
Yeah. Because the was like too much. Mm. And I was like, let me just give up on it before I try to. Because I don't like when people are like asks or like, what's the one that is really common? It's like a body of water or something. What am I thinking of?
Atlantic?
No.
Arctic?
No. What is it? God, it's going to bother me.
Alaska?
No, I think it's a body of water.
Like a major ocean or like a lake? Oh. River?
Dang, why can't I think of it?
An archipelago?
All right, maybe it'll come to me later. But okay. Anyways, I don't like when it's like an SKS situation or like, you know how some people say like axe instead of asks?
Yeah.
Like,
would you prefer that?
Axe?
Mm-hmm.
It comes off quicker. Like it rolls off a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And when someone's like really giving the effort of like asks, it's like that just disrupted the flow of what you were saying. And now my concentration is towards like... Why did you attempt that?
Maybe you should just like relax if you're saying ask. Maybe you could just be like ask.
That's what I did. I was relaxing.
You were
when
relaxing.
I said cast.
You did.
And then and
you relaxed
see how
a little
became,
too
like,
hard though.
See how it became like the conversation?
Yeah.
So we need to refresh the English dictionary.
But you're a part of the problem.
What are you talking about?
Like you can't mess up words around you.
Oh, because I immediately like start mocking it.
Like if I say something wrong, it's immediate defeat.
It's so fun.
And it's like a problem because I started doing it now.
And when it happens on the podcast, it's like the end of that. Like Shamir does it a lot.
Yeah.
And then immediately I'll see you smirk. And then he's like, what? And then I'm like, oh God, here we go.
Because I know that's your humor. To hear other people messing up their words is like, at first I didn't get it. Like you and Dawer, like somebody would mess up, it was over. Like that was the laughing point for the
when
next
somebody
minute.
Stutters or something,
which is so fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
But
because we do it to each other all the time,
mm-hmm.
and it's just an easy win.
Uh-huh.
It's like a little quick point because then anything you say after that has to be a little bit humble.
Yeah,
right? You can't
just
slur something and then come off with. A confident
like
statement.
Mm-mm.
You got to be careful because you are like, you have a red dot on your
you're
forehead
less
right now.
Than right now.
You might get shot.
That's fair. What were we even talking about?
Casts. So, you know, there's like, you know, you come from like a different caste. So, okay. Or like a different province or something. But people like to say like, oh, I'm Sindhi or I'm like Kashmiri, Punjabi, whatever.
Yeah.
Right? People say different things. So I was like, I started calling my brother or my sister when they like do something that's just kind of like funny.
Mm-hmm.
Like what would be equivalent to it? Like you're...
Like a dirty Kashmiri.
Not dirt. It's not a dirty thing.
Okay.
It's like someone who is like a... What would be this? I'm going to do a sound effect, like a womp. Like,
oh,
merp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what's the merp of like an adjective to describe somebody? Not like nerd, but like.
I think merp works.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Yeah.
So I start like instead of calling, I'll call them a
Bola.
No,
I came off too strong.
Yeah. But anyways, like I'll be like, oh, you're a butt Punjabi for that. So, for example, like my brother, when we were like unloading suitcases,
mm-hmm.
he like slipped on some ice. It's like a Three Stooges situation. Like, a,
yeah,
You know that sound effect that you hear, the cartoon sound effect? It's like,
yeah.
That's a Bud Punjabi sound effect. And when every time, do you know what Bud is, by the way?
Like fart?
Fart.
Mm.
So it's like, you're not a Punjabi, you're a Bud Punjabi. Because you messed up.
So you would want to name like an animal?
I think if this animals, like, well, a pet.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about pets, right?
Yes.
Pets are often like doing these like
silly.
It's a silly word. There we go. It's very silly. Pets are silly.
Pets are so silly.
Have you ever seen a serious pet?
Never.
Unless it's like a Rottweiler, like a pit bull.
Yeah, but even their like aggressiveness is a little silly. It's
like a little bit silly.
It's never
like,
that
relax.
Serious. Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, he's like, as soon as the owner makes it silly.
Yeah.
If it's a pit bull in the wild,
mm-hmm.
like a wild dog, mm-hmm. then they're serious because they're like, they're not a pet. But
I've
like,
never seen a wild dog that wasn't like starving though.
In other countries, there's wild dogs,
but they're like starving.
It depends where.
Yeah.
But I would say that, yeah, it's a very silly thing. Pets are silly. And yeah. So they are, if you name one, like, where's my little Bud Punjabi at?
Yeah. Okay. I don't like it.
I know. It's also my most recent term
mm-hmm.
that yeah. I've been using. And when I have like a recent like thing, I overuse it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's where we're at.
But it's too long. Like animals have to be something short.
Mm.
Or like you have to call, where you go, Badu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Badu, Piddi.
Bud.
No, if you're saying that sounds like a putt fun center or something, please no. But I was going for a silly thing. Okay, you went with boti, which is like a piece of meat.
Chicken.
What?
It's like a chicken.
No, but like a chicken that you eat, not like a not like a chicken animal.
What would be boti in English?
Like a piece of meat.
No, but boti is one term.
No, but there's not one. I don't
cutlet?
Think.
Cutlet?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Or like a... Yeah.
Thigh.
Because they call them like a strip of meat, a cut of it.
Yeah.
What like, cut do you prefer?
If you're like eating curry, chicken curry, you'd be like, oh, like I want the boti.
Yeah.
Because it's like the meat. But I really like, if I ever get a cat.
Yeah.
I want to name the cat Chicken.
This is not a unique idea.
This doesn't matter. This is my idea.
I've heard this from like...
Who? Me?
So
probably.
No. So many people.
That they want to name their cat Chicken?
Yes.
Wrong.
I know somebody whose cat is named Chicken.
Who?
You don't know. And neither does the podcast listener, but...
No, I'm this really
was like,
offended.
This was like... Maybe 10 years ago.
Okay, but the reason why I want to name my cat Chicken
mm-hmm.
is so I can call her Chicky.
Okay.
Right? And I feel like the desi energy of that is boti.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that desi foods or pieces of food work mm-hmm. really well for pets.
Mm-hmm.
Like your mom was just offering me a kulfi.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's like kulfi,
mm.
like that works. A lot of people like mitai, like gulab jamun. Like where's my little jamun at?
Yeah.
I think it depends on the color and the size of the animal.
That's true.
To a lot, like if you're just randomly using a, you know, if you call an animal something that it's just not fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you call an animal gajrela or something.
Yeah.
I'm just using an example.
Yeah.
Which is like a, it's a carrot. What's halva?
I don't know.
It's not pudding, but it's like.
It's stuff.
It's a carrot dessert, right?
Yeah.
That animal better be orange.
Okay, but like, there's some that we need to retire. Okay, like if your cat is black and white, you're not allowed to call it Oreo. It's absolutely not allowed. And if you're brown and you get a cat and you name it Mono,
oh,
don't adopt the cat.
Yeah.
And Shamir, I'm sorry. But I gave him the perfect idea when he got his cat. Shamir's last name is Wally. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I really wanted Shamir to name his cat Jai.
Chai Wally.
And I just was like, that, like, you can't even argue. That's just such a good name.
I don't know if that works for like a cat though.
Why?
Like Chai Wally.
No, but you're not going to call it the whole name.
But then, okay, she should have a bell on her then. Because then it's like, oh, Chai is coming.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the bell.
And the color also kind of matters.
Like a brownish?
Yeah, orange, brown, like cream.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't have a black cat and name a Chai.
Yeah.
But you also can't name an Oreo.
Have
you ever wondered where hamsters come from? Have you ever seen a hamster in the wild?
I haven't.
Yeah.
But what is that giant hamster thing called?
It's like
the biggest. No, it's the biggest rodent that exists.
Rat?
What?
Rat? No, it's not. Ferret.
No. It looks like a huge hamster.
A pig?
I have to look it up because people are probably shouting at the thing.
There's literally, I'm naming all of them. Hamster,
guinea pig,
rabbit, ferret.
This thing, a
capybara. What? Yeah.
So it looks like a giant hamster. So maybe hamsters come from
capybara.
Maybe they're just baby capybara.
Have you ever seen a capybara before?
At the zoo, yeah.
Okay. So again.
Yeah.
I feel like hamsters are just kind of like not a real thing in the wild. Like it's giving.
You saw this on Twitter or TikTok?
No, it's just giving like lab grown. Like not real.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But it's not doing anything.
It's not like bad enough where it needs to be a conspiracy theory.
There was other animals that you wanted to keep as pets. I never got the hamster thing. Like when people would keep hamsters. It's just in a cage. It just runs on the wheel. You had a hamster, didn't you?
I had a hamster.
I knew it. That makes sense.
Her name was Trixie.
And you just watched Trixie. Like, it's just like you just put them in a cage and then they're just there. It's like an aquarium of fish.
I used to play with Trixie every day.
Like outside the cage?
Yes.
What do you mean you would play?
Like she'd like walk all over my body and then I'd put her in her ball and then she'd like walk on me and then she'd sometimes.
Oh, the hamster ball?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's low-key kind of fun.
Yeah. And then when she died, my brother made fun of me.
Why?
For having a dead hamster.
Like, you're a girl with a dead hamster?
Yeah, he was just like, ha-ha, your hamster died. And, like, I was too young to understand grief.
That's like somebody who makes fun of, like, ha-ha, you're a divorced girl. Well...
I guess I am two of these things.
It's giving the same energy though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, she's a like if they talk about her publicly, it's like a high school, like, hey, like she's like a dead hamster girl.
She's an orphan.
She's a
not things to make fun of.
Yeah.
Yeah. We buried her in a styrofoam cup covered by a napkin and we gave her a funeral.
Wait, you put the styrofoam into the ground?
Yeah.
Isn't that really bad for the environment?
I don't know.
Why didn't you just dig a hole and put it straight into the...
My mom wanted to give me closure.
Yeah, by messing up the environment along the way. Now that I would make fun of you for.
Yeah, I don't think that my mom...
She's a litterer.
...knew that it was, like, not degradable. Is that the right word?
Biodegradable?
Sure. And so she was just like, okay, her hamster died.
Yeah.
She's going through a lot right now.
And you were?
I was very silent. She could tell I was going through it.
Yeah.
And so she like got me up, put the hamster in a styrofoam cup. Mm. She covered it with a napkin and we taped it. That was her coffin.
Okay.
Then we digged up the hole in my front yard in the garden bed. We put her in and I said goodbye to her.
Mm.
And like, it kind of was closure. So, thanks.
You want to hear something really sad?
What?
Was this last week? I think it was last week. There was a rabbit that died in my backyard.
Oh my God, that's so sad.
It was massive. It was like really big. But every day, for something.
Yeah.
But every day there was another rabbit that would be by its side, like, for hours.
While it was dead?
Yeah.
Did you guys keep this dead
rabbit?
Yes. In your backyard for days?
Well, I just noticed it after a few days. Mm. At first, I thought it was just like a pile of leaves or something. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, why does that rabbit like always stay still at that same spot? Mm. And then it had been 3 days, I guess.
Yeah.
And then I took a closer look. Mm-hmm. And I went outside and I was like, oh, it's dead. Then I got a shovel and I kind of like chucked it into the woods.
You didn't give it a funeral?
No.
You didn't put him in a styrofoam cup?
It was definitely not going to be a styrofoam cup.
A box?
No, I was going to
do a
box.
There was no emotional attachment.
But also it had been a few days. I was more scared of like disease and stuff like that. Mm. So then I was like, I'll let the... whatever animal wants to come kind of pick it up and okay. let the cycle continue, you know, but understood. Just not in the backyard.
Just not in your backyard. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Welcome back to Strange Flavors.
The strangest and greatest podcast on the planet.
World.
C.
That one.
The king is back. I wanted to say that again.
Okay.
All right. I'm back after back. Being sick. Mm-hmm.
He had COVID.
No, it wasn't COVID. But I think it was like the flu. Oh. I think the sicknesses are getting like weirder out there.
Okay.
Because I didn't used to have like body aches with like a flu.
Okay.
But with like since COVID. Mm-hmm. It's been more like in the equation.
All right.
But at the same time, I'm better at being sick now.
Okay. So explain being better at being sick.
When you're...
Are you being less of a bitch?
That has to do with it.
Okay.
Because when you reject the sickness mm-hmm. mentally, mm-hmm. then there's a lot of friction.
Yeah.
With your body.
Yeah.
With your physical body and your mental, your
Gross.
Mentality.
Oh my God. This is so much growth.
Shut up.
This is so much
First
growth.
Of all,
I'm so proud of you.
First of all, often when I get sick, it's because you manifest it.
Frost, I pray for
and I
your
heard about,
goodness.
And by the way, I heard what you said last time.
What'd I say?
You said that Frost thinks that he doesn't get sick.
Right.
And then he gets sick. And yes. That's not true. That's not true. You often say like, you know, you better watch it, blah, blah, blah. And then yeah. you kind of like curse me. Mm. Hello, Nuzzer.
Okay.
And then the sickness happens. Either way, if I'm manifesting it, it's some powerful manifestation.
Uh-huh.
Manifestation, okay?
You better talk humbly right now.
Oh?
Oh, okay. I'll shut up too.
Right away. That's what I like. We're
okay.
even.
Okay. Good.
So yeah, I'm better at being sick now. I really accept it.
Uh-huh.
I throw all work away.
Okay.
And I'm like, we're sick.
Yeah.
Lay down. Mm-hmm. Let's start a series.
And be sick.
Be sick. Mm-hmm. And then be sick. You know what I mean? But like, you have to like just, because the worry of like, oh my God, I have all this work and how's it going to get done?
Let me run it off.
You have to sleep it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Literally like, and that's my weakness. The thing I'm worst at, but the more I'm like, oh, I have to. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the mission. Mm-hmm. The mission is not like get well. The mission is rest. Mm. And then once we can like, you know, operate again, then we slowly get back into things.
Yeah.
But nobody cares if you're like, hey, I gotta lay back for a minute here. Mm-hmm. I gotta like rejuvenate so that I can come back better. And by the way, when you are sick, you come back better.
Okay. Because then you're like ready because you've been down.
Because you take health for granted every day. Mm-hmm. And then when you're sick, you're like, this is the worst thing that could happen to me.
Okay. A little dramatic.
Well, because you can't do stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like we should do what Shamir does, which by the way, guys, he's not here. Should we address that?
Yeah. Well, I was going to. It was like a tangent and then it was going to be like,
oh, okay. Yeah. Shamir does this thing where he enjoys being sick because it's
he does?
Like, yeah, because he, okay. Sorry, Shamir, if I'm like putting words in your mouth, But he like says that he kind of likes being sick because he doesn't feel guilty about just relaxing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Otherwise, he feels guilty.
Yeah.
And once I heard him say that, I was like, wow, being sick is guilt-free relaxing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not really relaxing.
It shouldn't be that way, by the way. We're like super like stuck in this hamster wheel. Where we're like, oh, we have to keep running all the time. Mm-hmm. As in the work is never getting done ever. Mm-hmm. And you're always kind of just like, there's no like end goal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are goals, but it's just like you never stop.
Yeah.
And well, being sick makes you like get off the wheel.
Yeah.
And you're like, go outside and you just chill.
Also, you forget like what it's like to just not have a headache. Mm. Like, cause you just always don't have a headache, you know? And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I take not having a headache for granted.
Yeah.
Or like, you know?
Health in general, we take for granted. And then when we're healthy again after the sickness, it's like, oh, your body was telling you that, like, you need to just chill for a second. And, like, don't forget this.
Yeah.
And then we forget it.
This is a lot of growth. I'm really proud of you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Strangest and Greatest Podcast in the World. We're back. Well, I'm back. And Amber has been here. We've done different combinations of co-hosts together.
Yeah.
And the three of us haven't been together, which is great.
Yeah. I have a friend who watched the podcast, shout out Mo, and he said that we're playing co-host tag.
Yeah. We're just subbing in and out, off the bench, back in, only two players at a time.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's basically like tag team wrestling.
Okay.
Have you ever watched tag team wrestling?
No.
There's like when there's two people in and then there's like a third person outside the rope and they're like, tag me, tag me, tag me. And then they go in and they're fresh and they come in. Boom, 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 boom.
Is it my turn now?
For the tag team?
To get out?
Don't.
Okay.
You already did.
For 1 week.
Yeah.
But now you have 2 weeks.
Yeah, but
Shamir has won. So me and Shamir need to leave twice.
Leave twice?
Leave twice.
No. That doesn't count because we all basically took like a vacation one.
Okay.
The sick one is like a sick leave.
Okay.
This is too corporate.
Very corporate.
I'm really stuck in the hamster wheel. I'm sorry. Shamir is out there doing healthy things.
Yeah. He's being a runner, track star.
He's running his half marathon. He's been talking about this for a few weeks and it finally came. He finished it. He accomplished it. He's feeling great and we're proud of him for doing something that, you know, like, 1% less than 1% of people do.
You keep saying this. Is this true?
It's true. Yeah.
Less than 1% of people do marathons.
Half marathons.
But like
the marathon is even less.
Is it really that exemplary? Because like a lot, like it's not that they can't do it. It's that they don't want to.
Or that they don't think that it's a thing to do.
Or
they just don't pay for it.
Yeah. Or they're doing it every day and not paying for it.
It is a hard thing to do, though.
Yeah, it's true. I was running in the park yesterday, and this dude lapped me, and I had to hide my face the second time he ran around.
But were you racing him?
No.
What does it matter?
Like, he was running in my direction.
Okay.
So the second time he did it, because the first time we said, hey. Second time, I did not say, hey.
Okay. You were like...
No, I was just like, let me look at the ground.
Your face was melting?
No.
Okay.
I was chilling, because I was going at a very slow pace.
Yeah.
But he came around the second time and he was just like killing it. And I was like, this is when I don't make eye contact because he's doing so much better than me. And like, I don't need to be embarrassed right now.
Yeah, you don't need to make eye contact. I mean, you don't need to like wave and say hi the second time. You've acknowledged each other the first time. Sounds good.
Good point.
It's good. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like when I'm walking in the neighborhood and I see like a couple or somebody that's going the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
First time I say hey to them. When they say again, it's like, hey again. It's just like. Ugh, I throw up a little bit.
Oh.
Because I'm like, we know. We don't have to.
You know, I have a confession. I love, like, corny small talk.
Okay.
Like,
how you doing? Nice out today, right?
Like that stuff? Like, those flowers are coming in really great.
Okay.
Like, wow, you must be, like, you know, just, like, little things. Like, your shorts are so cool.
Somebody said that to you?
No, like I say it to them.
Oh, okay.
Like people are like, oh, like don't talk to me. Like I don't, like they don't, I don't care if nobody talks to me.
Yeah.
But like if people look like they're open to conversation, I love to yap.
I get it it's more now. I get it more now that I'm older.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the less social interaction you have in general.
Mm.
I get it.
Yeah.
I think that one, it's two things. One, mm-hmm. neighborhood small talk. It's like neighborhood, neighbors. It's a thing.
Yeah.
I get it. It's mm-hmm. friendly. It's like, hey, we know each other. Let's be a community.
Also, we're like living so close in proximity to one another.
Yeah.
Like we should be saying hi.
We should be.
Why aren't we friends? I'm just kidding.
My literal like next door neighbor, we're like, we don't know them that
at
well.
All.
No, we know them. Like we say hello, mm-hmm. hi, but it's like, I feel like if you're truly neighbors, you should know each other more.
Yeah. Like I'm like, there's people next door. There's like probably like five to seven people that live in that house. I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're living a whole storyline in there. And it's like 20 feet from us. And I know nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even, like, we just like one day saw some like chairs in the backyard. We're like, oh, they're getting married. I didn't know she had a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that.
You could have been invited.
I could have been invited. But like, it made sense I didn't because I didn't even know she had a boyfriend. So why would I be invited to the wedding?
Yeah.
But like, I should.
Yeah.
Like if we're living that close to each other, or like for example, I was at the gym the other day and it's like a no-no to like hit on people at the gym. It wasn't hitting because it was small talk.
Okay.
There's a guy with a really really cool outfit on. He had like this like green and pink like shirt on, pink shorts and like matching green socks and then like pink shoes, and it was just like,
God, I hate this.
Like personally, would I wear it? No. Do I think it's like, you know, a really like aesthetically pleasing outfit? Not to me,
okay.
But I could tell he put that shit on.
No, he didn't.
He put that shit on.
No, he did not.
For him, he did.
Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because when people do this color matching thing, mm-hmm. right? They think that it's just like that. To me, like a lot of times, the way that people do it, it's like a corny outfit. It's like, okay, red shirt, blue jacket. All right, let me get blue pants with a red stripe, and then let me get the blue and red shoes. Mm-hmm. It looks like you're a
NPC?
Cartoon.
Yeah.
Like a...
But I fucks with it.
It looks like a costume. It doesn't look like an outfit. Now, when somebody puts together like different shades of things, when there's like a palette there, when there's like, you know, random like little elements, when there's like a highlight color, things like that, like then I know that you put that shit on.
Mm.
That guy, he saw like same color, same color, same color. And it was like, you know how the models, the mannequins wear it at the store?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, could I have my size in this? Mm-hmm. That's what I think of it.
Well, when I saw him, it gave me, he is putting that shit on.
All right, fine. Right? Would you like it if like your man's had that outfit on?
I would respect my man for putting it on. And I would compliment him.
Okay.
Because so he was like working on, I was like, cute outfit. And he got so happy.
You said cute outfit?
I was like, yeah, like cute outfit.
Okay.
And he was like, thanks, I'm trying to be like you. I was wearing a completely plain outfit. It was a black shirt with black pants and black shoes and black socks. Mm. I didn't have a cute outfit on. But like, it was just a cute little interaction.
He saw like the default responses in his selection.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, let's go with this one.
Yeah. Like it, like, you know, people are like, oh, don't compliment me just because I complimented you.
Yeah.
Fuck do you want me to do?
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody's like, oh my God, I love your hair. I'm immediately scanning them.
Mm.
Your dress is gorgeous. Your hair is giving.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Some people have like a trigger that like they just say like thanks you too.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it doesn't apply.
Right.
Like you're at the cash register mm-hmm. and let's say like the guy is bald.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tells you like, nice hair. And you're like, thanks, you too. And then like, you walk out and you're like, and you explode.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's always fun.
Yeah. When they're like, oh, like when you're at like the, like at a grocery store and they're like, have fun. And you're like, thanks, you too. It's like, they're at a cash register.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
They're not having
I put a lot of these like waiting tables. Like, and sometimes like, you're used to like a certain rhythm of mm-hmm. like you, for example, you give them the check, they say this thing, you say that thing back, you keep it moving, right? Mm-hmm. So you're used to like certain answers, right? And so like if somebody's like, you put it down, it's like, oh, thanks. And then they're just quickly like, kind of like, oh, by the way, what is this? And you're like, thanks, you too. And you just walk away. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry, I'm an idiot. You could shoot me with a gun if you'd like.
Like literally, I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
I'm so dumb.
But so what were we talking about?
I have no idea. Let's go to one of our topics because we're talking about literally nothing.
We have a lot of new patrons, so if you want to see bonus episodes, last week's I saw with you and Shamir, he was dropping some tea.
Tea.
And yeah, we saw a comment on there that was like, I've never seen Shamir drop tea like this. So I was like, dang, okay.
He's never like giving an in on his like juicy stories.
Yeah.
Shamir gave us the in.
He was the in, and you can only find it on the Patreon. So make sure if you want bonus episodes, go to the Patreon and...
And Frost is going to talk about his most recent date on that on the Patreon today.
That's right. I'm going to, that's what we talked about. And that's what I did. I went on a date. And that's correct. 100% correct.
So you can talk about it on the Patreon.
Okay. So when I was out, there was, I received a few messages.
Okay.
And this one stuck out a little bit. It said, where'd it go? Oh. This is from Noah Josh, and he said, bro, get better soon. Amber and Shimmer need you back. Amber full-on reaffirmed a stereotype about brown people, low-key setting us hella back. She was saying how all brown people smell and like, ma'am, white people already think that about us. We can't have one of our own saying that. Mm-hmm. Amber, you can't be putting brown
Can
people
down
like this.
Can I see this person's name for 1 second? I have a theory here.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to call this person out so exponentially.
Oh.
So exponentially.
Sending side DMs?
Sending, literally, hold on. That DM, he said that we need you back because I said something, right?
Yeah.
Okay, listen to this DM he sent me.
Oh,
the week, the same week that I was out.
Yeah.
So a different week, not the same week. The week that I was out. Frost and Shamir desperately need you back on Strange Flavors. They're
Damn.
Literally spending an hour each on two topics, and one of them is literally wiping your ass. Like, sir, please, we get it. Next topic, please.
Damn. Instigator.
Instigator.
Two-Face Instigator.
So, invalid.
The comment was invalid, but this person is invalid.
Yeah.
This person is instigating.
Yeah.
We caught you. You have to come on the podcast and explain yourself. Don't individually DM us. We got you.
Well, he's individually DMing us, talking shit.
Talking shit.
Talking mad
shit.
He'll
be a shit talker.
And then acting like we're not going to share.
Yeah.
Buddy, you can try to rip us apart, but we're on the same team. We're going to find out.
Mm. Okay, but he had a point.
What did I say?
That brown people smell?
I don't think I said that. Don't quote me on me saying.
Basically, don't be putting our people down.
I feel like Shamir was talking about an egg sandwich.
No. You were talking about, no, this was before. You were like, you know, they go on the plane and the flight from, what was it, Qatar to like Pakistan is like smelling.
And I'm going to stand by that shit.
No, you're not wrong about this.
Yeah.
But we have to take into consideration this. And this is something that like I kind of was made aware to, right?
Okay.
I was like, bruh, it smells.
Yeah.
It smells.
Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily smell bad, it smells different.
No.
Listen, hear me out.
Okay.
We have, in the West, per se,
yeah,
certain things that we normalize.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily better for you. We're putting chemicals in and on our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Deodorant.
Yeah.
Perfumes.
Yeah.
All these different things that actually... are not like, you know, animals don't do this.
Okay.
And like when you go into like a hot springs, right? A natural hot springs.
Mm-hmm.
And this has happened twice. Once when we were in Iceland at the Blue Lagoon. Mm-hmm. And then recently when we were in Alaska at the Chena Hot Springs, they always they force you to shower beforehand, get the chemicals off your body.
Mm-hmm.
And then go in naturally.
Yeah.
Because the natural world does not like us and our odors. And our odors are things that we consider to smell good, but the natural world is not exactly receptive to.
Right.
So if we were all living like without the deodorants and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't smell bad. You wouldn't notice it.
Okay.
Like they don't, not everybody on the plane is like, oh my God, it smells bad on here. Like we who are accustomed to it not smelling that way are.
Okay. So when we create smells with our body.
Yes.
What are those called?
Like pheromones?
Nope. We've already used the word so far. It's a body odor.
Odor, okay.
So am I wrong or is the language wrong?
The language is invented.
Right.
But the way that I'm saying the natural world reacts.
Okay. I understand where this person is coming from. However.
Don't worry about the person. The person is invalid.
Okay. I understand where this argument is coming from.
Yeah.
However.
Yeah.
I do think that. There, for example, if everyone that day had worn a clean pair of clothes and showered,
yeah,
that smell would not be happening.
Yeah, but I'm saying like it's not like a must to shower every day.
For us.
I'm just saying what's the cultural like norm, the practices. You have to like it's not their fault.
It's your fault if you're fucking up my airways, bro. I'm so sorry. Listen, we can try to be like politically correct all day, but one thing I'm gonna pick a fight with.
None of the political correctness would be like, oh, they need to
be mindful,
assimilate with my ideology.
Oh, okay. Is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't just you. We have to give a little bit of leeway. Because it's like
understand.
That's not the norm there.
However,
yeah.
If I, and this is a natural reaction,
yeah.
Right? This isn't me just like walking through like a regular desi crowd at a mela and being like, oh, okay, cool. There's a lot of people. So there's a lot of smells going on in here.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Yeah.
This is me on a plane where planes are usually always cold. Why is it hot? And now not only is it hot, You
gotta turn over the air conditioning.
But their habits. I'm gonna sound like such a self-hater.
You're making it worse.
I will make it worse for me before I make it better. I should probably shut up, shouldn't I?
You gotta just look.
Why? Okay, first of all, like you're taking up all the aisle space.
Okay, but you have to like understand how things are done there and how things are done here. Now, if they're over here, right,
yeah.
In the States, and you gave a good example of like a cousin of yours or something that like, or a friend of yours that like, you were like, hey, this is how people over here live, just so you know. At least they're aware to it.
Yeah,
then
yeah,
it's
yeah.
their choice. But if they don't have any awareness yet, at least you give them like some context.
Right.
But over
right.
there.
You know what? You're right. This person's right. Fine. I'm just saying that. As a result,
yeah.
regardless of what my thoughts are,
yeah.
as a result, I am now lifting up my sweatshirt and covering my face as a way to deal with the situation.
Yeah.
That's not me being overdramatic. It's me literally feeling like over. And mind you, my nose doesn't work. Okay. I've had two surgeries on my nose. Not whatever. I've had two surgeries.
You get used to it, Amber. You get used to it.
Eventually.
Yeah.
But
you know where I got this from? I got this from a group of hippies.
Okay.
Like I have some hippie friends in America that like they were kind of like I was around them. And then they were talking about how like they don't shower all the time, how they don't use deodorant, all these other things.
Okay.
And yes, like around them, like it'll smell.
Mm-hmm.
But it smells different.
Yeah.
And then they're like, we're not weird. You're weird.
Okay.
And it's like, okay. You know what I mean? It's like. Liver King, that's what he does. And they were like, you know the Liver King? He only eats like...
Oh, just eats liver and like
meat. All this like raw meat and stuff.
That's crazy.
But yeah, he's like, I'm going to live in my like primal whatever. And it's a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. It's a
strong choice.
So after you're aware and you make that choice, there's still people that are aware and still do these things.
Whatever. I'm sorry, but you can hate me for saying that, and I'm going to stand by it. It was a tough ride between Qatar to Pakistan, and you didn't experience it with me. I experienced it alone.
I know about it. I know about it.
And it was harmful to my airways.
I understand.
Thank you.
Speaking of Desi crowds, I was at a masjid fundraiser recently.
Mm.
It was our mosque, which I forget how many years ago. Oh, 2020. So 4 years ago, mm-hmm. they were fighting to not have this thing built in the area that I live in.
Right.
You know, they were protesting against it, whatever. We have like over 150 churches in our area, plenty of synagogues, but we were asking for one mosque to be built. They had a problem with it.
Yeah. You gave a speech at the...
I gave a speech at the hearing, mm-hmm. and I was like, listen, you guys got to chill. Like, it's not whatever you're speculating, right? Yeah. But recently I was like, you know, sometimes people just don't get it.
Uh-huh.
Like, at that time, I was kind of like, please, like, we went to your schools and we volunteer at your churches and... You know, like we grew up here and we contribute, like our community members are doctors and lawyers for you. And like, you know them and like, we went to school with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then still people like afterwards, you know, were like, well, I think that they're building. I heard that they're going to have like training grounds for militia, like whatever they think that it is. Right.
Were they more receptive to you?
Yeah, they were very receptive. Most
is that
them.
Because of how you look, you think?
How I look, how I talked, they expected me to come up with an accent and be like, I don't know what, but...
Excuse me. Wait, that's not brown.
I think it would probably be like, they would think like hello, an Arab accent
me.
Or something.
Oh.
Because of what they associate with like the radical Islamic terrorism. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Sometimes this doesn't work. Mm-hmm. And why don't we like lean more into what they're saying, right? So instead of putting up like try to like really cater to them and, mm-hmm. and try to prove to them that we're like not harmful or whatever, mm-hmm. lived here all our lives, I thought like I like the meme culture of what's been going on and the jokes and the world that we live in now. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we should start putting up boards of where our funds are going.
Okay. Where are the boards?
Like outside of the property.
Okay.
So like the whole neighborhood can see. Yeah. Because if they're spying on us or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to tap into like what's going on over there.
Just show them
what
the
do they
whole
do every
sign.
Friday. Put up a sign outside mm-hmm. and change it every week.
Yeah.
Right. And I think the latest one that I thought of, I think that we should have like HIC, that's the name of it, mm-hmm. HIC Tunnel Project. Inspired by the New York Jewish community.
Yeah. Did you do this?
What do you think about it?
I like it.
It worked in New York. It can work in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it?
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
What are other ones that we can write?
let me see. I was thinking we could sell food.
Yeah.
And then just write like, it's the bomb. Like really big on the billboard.
Yeah. I like that one.
You like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like, say it's like a basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It could be like Muslim battle.
Muslim battle. Ooh, I actually
kind of. Turbans versus beards.
I actually kind of like this. Like, what if we played this game, like Battleship?
Mm-hmm.
You know Battleship where you like mark a thing on your side and then it could potentially take out a ship on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
Except we do like sports tournaments for properties. So it's like we have 150 churches, right?
Right.
So then it's like, okay, we'll play you for your property.
Okay.
In different games.
Okay. So not just basketball. Okay.
Football, cricket.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
We'll do it like the Olympics.
We would win cricket though.
We'll do it with like the Olympics.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of countries, it's like the Abrahamic faiths.
And you think these white people would be okay, would be like, these Muslims coming in here, taking our churches. Like, you don't think that that's bad publicity?
Well, play us for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Instead of going, you know, how they used to battle with swords back in the day,
mm-hmm.
let's have some American football.
Okay. Let's have a potato sack race.
Let's have a barbecue contest.
Oh. Smart.
Let's do American traditional things. Yeah, and potato sack race.
Be more American than the Americans.
A pie off.
Oh, yeah. I think they might beat us at the pies, though.
I don't know.
That's like the one thing that they might beat us at. Barbecue we got.
Amber, did you try my cornbread casserole by any chance?
It was inspired by a white woman.
We don't know where she got it from. And also, the flavors that I used, they weren't Caucasian.
Yeah, but
the spices were coming.
I'm telling you, from the other pies parts of the world. Belong to the whites.
I don't know.
I do.
No, you haven't tried a really good pie then.
Maybe pies just belong to America.
Well, the point is,
okay.
Like, we have to have these competitions and see who would take the
cake. This is good. I like this. Maybe every week you change it, and we just get like spicier and spicier and see how long it takes for the FBI to show up.
Oh, they're there. They're there. Do you think they're not there?
Are they like there or are they there?
They're there.
Oh.
You know? I mean, I'll see every occasionally. It's just like, oh, Brother Tim is at the mosque this week. Oh, suddenly we have a couple, five converts at once. That's okay. Where'd they go next week? You know what I mean? It's a small community.
Right.
It's a far reach.
Yeah.
Brother Bob. Brother Tim. Bob. Brother Alan.
I would trust Brother Alan, though.
You would?
Yeah.
It has all in it. That's why.
Yeah, I don't know about Brother Bob, though.
Brother Tim and his son, Eric, you know, they used to come and take the back seat, do a little bit of checking, look around.
Are they? Okay, here's the thing. I feel like this is how you have to know. Are they saying Amin at the right time? You know, there's like little things you have to look out for.
I think you hear Amen.
Yeah. And are they saying it at the right time? Are they waiting until the whole thing is over there and then they say it like a louder? Or are they saying it in unison?
Are they parking a little too correctly in the lot? If they're double parking, that's not FBI.
Yeah. Are they maybe isolating their shoes and putting it away very carefully? Or are they just throwing it in the with the rest of
them? Yes. Are they making a mess when they wash and do the cleansing ritual? Mm. Do they do wudu?
Are they sneezing at a loud volume or just like a really respectful one?
Without covering their face.
They have to.
Are they talking during the fundraiser? If they're staying quiet, sketchy.
Sketchy as heck.
If they're being louder than the speaker, that's not FBI.
They're in. They're one of us.
They get it.
Yeah.
These are really, really good tips.
Yeah.
Thank you for helping me with that.
You're welcome.
On that topic, I also want to give a shout out to a new coffee shop that opened up in New Haven, Connecticut.
Oh.
Muslims of the World, MOTW.
Mm-hmm.
They do a lot of really great like philanthropy projects overseas. And now they just opened up a coffee shop and it's really banging. They're actually fans of the podcast.
In Connecticut.
New Haven, Connecticut.
I want to try it.
I went to go order something and he said, hey, you're from Strange Flavors. And he was like, yeah, like I follow your stuff and you guys are awesome. I see your clips all the time. So shout out to MOTW. And they started bumping Rono Pono songs on their speakers.
No way.
Which was cool. But they're like really big into like community events and everything like that. And their coffee is amazing. So go check out MOTW New Haven.
Shout out Matua.
Tell them that Strange Flavor sent you.
Yeah. Tell them to make the flavor of coffee on the menu based off of Strange Flavors.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
There was this recent wedding that happened, and I've seen it all over the internet with Rihanna performing there.
Oh, my God.
Tell me about it.
When I tell you that I've been consuming this wedding as if I've been on payroll, like you would think that someone is genuinely paying me the amount that I'm consuming. And I didn't even mean to. It started off with a little TikTok here. And I was like, that's cute. Let me like it.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, cool. Oh, Rihanna's at this Indian wedding. That's interesting.
Yeah.
$9 million.
$9 million for her to perform. Right.
Okay.
Initially, I saw the video and I was just excited because it's a performance of Rihanna.
Right.
And you barely see her still doing music.
Right.
And then when I saw like at Rihanna at Indian wedding, I was like, what?
Hold on.
Whose wedding?
1 second.
Yeah.
You know?
I know that people be dropping mad dough on Desi weddings.
Right.
Rihanna? Occasionally you see an Atif Aslam.
Right.
A Mickey Singh.
Right. You know?
Arjun.
Even these DJs, like a DJ, what's that one? What's that DJ's name?
Who?
The popular DJ. He does house music.
Habibi Beats?
Is it Marshmello?
Oh, yeah. An American person?
Yeah, it's an American DJ.
Okay.
Occasionally they'll hire them. I think it's Diplo.
Okay.
I think it's Diplo.
Yeah.
But these are like, whoa. These are, yeah. So I'm seeing Rihanna perform. I was like, Rihanna performing at Indian Wedding, crazy.
Rihanna, billionaire Rihanna?
Billionaire Rihanna performing for billionaires.
What?
Well, it's because they're billionaires. Mm. The Ambani family, have you heard about them?
I haven't.
They're wild, okay? This is like, you know, like there's like fuck it money, right? Just like absolutely just like who gives a shit?
Right.
They have a house in Mumbai. It's in the middle of a city. So it's not like it's in the suburbs or something. It's in the middle of a city.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really tall building. And there is 165 parking spots inside of their house.
Oh, inside.
Inside of their house.
Okay.
For guests, parties, who knows?
It's like a skyscraper?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's just hella room. So anyways, Radhika Merchant and Anand Ambani are getting married. Mm-hmm. All these things that are happening, I'm like, this is a pretty grand wedding.
Yeah.
It's not a wedding. These are the pre-wedding functions.
Oh, it's a pre-wedding?
The wedding's in July.
This is like a dolki?
This is like a three-day-long dolki.
Oh, my God.
And Rihanna
performed that. Yeah, I might get Rihanna at the dolki. Bill Gates, you want to come through?
You know?
Shah Rukh Khan, like all these Bollywood actors.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is to get that man out of a t-shirt? Mm. He lives in a t-shirt. He has so much money. He wears a t-shirt. This man was dressed up. Okay. I'm like, what is going on? Ivanka Trump.
Yeah.
She's there. Jared Kushner. Did I say his name right? Who cares?
Yeah.
Bill Gates, all these people, and I'm like, this is an insane wedding.
Shah Rukh Khan. Shah Rukh Khan. Amir Khan. The Khan dynasties. Except Amber Khan.
You know, I just feel like I should be at that wedding. I'm not going to lie. Anyways, I thought it would be fun if we did a little fashion review of these billionaires.
Okay, their outfits?
Yeah.
All right.
As anti-billionaires.
As anti.
Not anti, as but in- not.
Not even close.
Not even close. Let's do a little fashion review.
All right. What do we got here?
So it says celebrities from all over the world attend pre-wedding function thrown by Indian billionaire. Okay. So this is Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. Right?
That's okay. He's got a. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen Bill Gates look better.
He looks so good.
That kurta is nice.
And it's embroidered perfectly to match her dress.
Wow.
This is incredible.
No, he looks better than her. That's rare.
You know?
It's rare that I see the guy look better than the girl when they're doing outfits. Like usually he's like a little bit more modest. Maybe he has like a little highlight. But Billy Gates, he's showing out.
He's going dummy.
Big dick Gates. He's swinging.
He is swinging.
It's a big swinger outfit right here.
It is. And he looks.
I like it.
Gorgeous. 10 out of 10.
I hate him, but I like the outfit.
Why do you hate him?
Because He's like a Zionist supporter.
Is he really? But he likes, she's like a huge philanthropist. He's a huge philanthropist. They like donate all their money.
Yeah.
Okay.
They cover up all their money.
Okay. So wait, what are you rating him?
I'm going to say, I don't know what the other ones are, but like judging from him looking the way he does right now in this outfit, it's a 10.
To 10?
Yeah.
I would say.
Honestly, it's a 10.
For her as well. She looks pretty good.
She looks okay. She looks like a desi auntie. I've seen this outfit before.
Yeah, but she looks good a white person.
She looks fine.
A white auntie.
But Big Dick Gates, swinging.
He's incomparable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Right. Next.
Okay.
Look at this man. Don't play with him. He's not one of them.
Mark Z looks like the cool white guy that will dress up in the desi outfit and starts doing the classic light bulb and he's like,
yeah.
Oi, oi, oi.
But then he takes over the dance floor.
He takes over and they're like, go Mark.
Hey, this couple is probably the most boring couple on the internet.
I was actually ooing at her. But I think she looks really cool.
Right here?
Yeah.
They look just so good.
I really like her outfit. I think that, this looks sick.
Fire. What are we rating him? What are we rating her?
So Mark went with like a pretty cool, he's like a down friend. Like, yeah. I'm down to dress up. Give me whatever you got. The smile is helping out. He's pulling it off.
He's pulling it off.
I'm giving him an 8.
Yeah.
I'm giving her like, I think I'd give her a 10.
I'm going to give him a 9 because I do think he's, for some reason, the colors are going really well with his skin, his hair. I like it.
Yeah.
Good color combination. It's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
I enjoy it. 9 out of 10. Her, 10 out of 10.
I think if Mark had like a topi, it'd be even better.
But he's not at a Muslim wedding.
No, not like a Turkish topi.
He's also not at a Turkish wedding.
Yeah, but you could put it on that. Because also he looks like he's Bhutan, like one of those white mountain looking Pakistanis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And usually they wear like the Sindhi cap.
Mm-hmm.
So
he's full brown. She's kind of wearing this like Western Eastern fusion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if she wore just like a little matapati.
Okay.
A tiny one.
Okay.
It would really take it over the edge.
I like because it looks like Asian, like East Asian and like Desi.
South Asian.
It's cool.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
The royal family. The real royal family.
Shahrukh.
Gori, right?
And his family. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either. Wait, isn't he a surrogate kid?
I don't... He is?
I think so.
Okay.
But, like, it's their kid, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Shahrukh Khan's been killing it this wedding. It's been deep necks, loose pants, tight tops... I've never been attracted to Shah Rukh Khan, but he's been daddy nowadays.
Really?
He's okay. Been daddy AF.
I think this is a Dawn outfit. I like it. He knows who he is. He's playing the part correctly.
Yeah.
It works. I think I'm not like surprised by it like I was the others because
mm-hmm.
you see Shah Rukh Khan and this kind of stuff, but I think he has a great outfit.
It's like
I'd give it a 10.
But as a Sherwani, it's kind of giving dress. But it's not giving dress because he's wearing it.
It's giving like, you know, like Jay-Z or Diddy party and them being like all white. Like they mm-hmm. know that they're like the guy.
Yeah. He's serving. She's cool. I'm going to give him a 10 out of 10. I'm going to give her like a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah. Who else is in here? Oh, Ivanka Trump in a sari.
Okay.
And Jared Kushner.
I'm not going to lie. She looks nice in that.
She's
pulling it off.
She is pulling it off.
Like sometimes you see white girls not pulling off.
Yeah.
It like you stand out. Something is off.
Yeah. It's not like fitting
like they're
right.
not wearing it right.
The
but she's even doing like
it.
The sari pose. You know
she's
what I mean?
She's letting it drape properly.
And it looks like it's not too far cultural.
Mm-hmm.
Like it could work as like a Western outfit too. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the middle. I think she's pulling off well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna stop judging the people based off of my opinion about them and mm-hmm. just continue to judge this way because yeah. I think this is we're talking about like how they look in these outfits.
Politics aside, she looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks all right. I think he's giving like white guy
at a brown wedding.
Yeah.
What are you rating her? What are you rating him?
I'm giving her a 10.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was going to give a lot of these 10s, and mm-hmm. I'm not just saying this.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's hard to set the things aside too, but she's pulling it off. It's a 10.
She's a 10.
And he's like a 6. Like, good
okay.
for you.
Okay. I'd say 7.
I think it's his face. You know what I mean?
His face card is definitely...
it's like, oh, let's... Like, if he was in China, he'd be like, can we get one of those fans? Mm-hmm. You guys have those fans here?
Mm-hmm.
Can we get a fortune cookie?
Yeah.
You guys do that at every restaurant here or what?
Gracias, amigo. Right. At like a Mexican restaurant.
He's like, can we get one of those sombreros maybe?
Muchos gracias, right. brother.
Yeah. The salsa is a little spicy. Can we have anything yeah. a little mild? That's what it's giving. All right. Is this Mark again?
Mark and Bill Gates? And Bill Gates.
Well,
look,
this isn't
look
like
at this animal print. No, so they had an event at the wedding, one of the three events, or one of the, I don't know how many events in the 3 days. It was called Welcome to the Jungle.
Man, they look super rich.
So rich.
That's all I have to say about that. You yeah. know, once people just like look rich, you're like, man, that guy's got money.
Have you ever seen Mark look happier?
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, no. I've seen him lately in a lot of courtrooms talking like AI, defending himself. So here he's like, this is giving like, oh, they'll never find out about this island that we have minors here. Just enjoy. They'll never find out. We have too much money. Sorry.
No. Go to the next picture. We're not going down this rabbit hole. I don't know who they are, but they're killing it.
Okay. They look normal to
me. Oh, wait. Isn't that his mom?
All right.
I don't know.
You picked these.
What? No, I didn't. This
this post.
I did pick this post. This is all, though. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
All these celebrities are here. All these political figures, all these Bollywood actors.
Yeah.
Where's Nick and Priyanka?
Oh, they weren't invited?
I don't know, but don't you feel like they would be here?
Maybe they are in a different caliber.
Like what?
Like, you've got money, but it's not like...
Fuck it, money.
Yeah.
But it's Nick Jonas.
Did you hear what you just said? It's Nick Jonas.
And Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah, but...
Do you think Pri has more money than Nick?
Yes.
I would also agree.
I think that anywhere that there's corruption, India.
Yeah, but like if we're talking about corruption, India, events, Ivanka Trump, I feel like she should be here.
Yeah, but that's like a different, that's a different thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, there was this, that's the couple. You know, everybody's really body shaming.
They're body shaming him and just roasting about his, like, they're like, oh, he looks like he just got up and, like, attended his wedding, pre-wedding, and was like, hey, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the lifestyle of being rich.
You know, the more I've been watching him.
Yeah.
He seems so sweet.
Okay.
And, like... A lot of people are like, oh, of course she's going to be with him. He's the son of a billionaire.
Yeah.
They've been together for 7 years.
Is that a lot? Well, I don't know how old he is.
Have you ever been with somebody for 7 years?
No.
Okay. So.
But I don't know how old he is.
Hey, Siri, how old is Rahika Merchant? I'm pretty sure she's like, she's my age. She's born in 1994.
Okay.
And I believe he is around the same age. So she's 29. Anant, you can look up if you want. No? Hey, Siri, how old is Anant Ambani?
I'm trying to find his name.
It is, he's a little bit younger. He's okay. 1 year younger. He's only 6 months younger than her. So he's 28. She's 29.
Okay.
He's pulling up on 29. They've been together for 7 years.
Yeah. Then that's a lot.
It's a lot. You know, that's like their whole life.
I think they can go either way when they're like children of, rich parents.
Mm-hmm.
They can either be like super corrupt and whatever, or they can come out like really humble and
sweet.
Yeah.
And
usually, okay, I'm gonna say something, but like follow me here.
Okay.
Usually when they're out of shape.
Yeah.
They're the sweeter ones.
Okay. Cause they're like facing with more of like the world harshly.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but maybe they're just more comfortable and like, just, they're okay with like, you know, the way that they are. They don't really care about like, their hair is messy often. They're just doing their thing.
But, like, why is nobody looking at the fact that he is this rich? If he wanted to, he could get weight loss surgery.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
He could get hair transplant.
There's people who, like, are spending a lot of money on their bodies, and they're just constantly insecure, and then they do a lot of drugs and whatever else. So this actually says to me, like, he's probably, like, just more secure. He could. He could do anything.
Yeah.
Hire trainers, whatever. But he's just like, this is what I value. And maybe his values are in line, or maybe he's like super corrupt and just fat.
He's straight chilling and he seems really sweet. They look like they're in love. I found this entrance video of theirs that she's like walking up to him and she's doing this like sweet dance. I probably watched it 50 times today. I did post it on my story. I probably watched it 50 times today.
It seemed genuine. It didn't seem like it was like
a show.
Yeah. And like she put in an effort. Because like a lot of times, like especially if you have so much money, you're kind of just like sitting there and then watching everything happen in front of you. But the way that people look into each other's eyes and the effort that they put into each other, you can kind of like see that a little bit. And I haven't seen a lot. I just from the video that you posted, but it was like, yeah, it did look like it was genuine. So
yeah, it was definitely like you could tell that it was like an emotional moment where and like you could see that he was looking at her with full love.
Yeah.
So I did not know who these people were 2 to 3 days ago. They have completely taken over my heart. And I'm just like constantly in shock about what's happening next. So Akon performed there last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, okay,
I saw Akon posting on Instagram that he's in India and everyone was like, Akon.
Yeah, he was.
Akon loves India.
He loves
Indians. And Indians love Akon.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he was there performing Chamak Chalo. You know?
Yeah. Classic.
Very classic. What else? There was, what's it called? They had, there was a moment. And it's so iconic because I'm like, what event could ever make this happen? It's Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan.
And Amir Khan.
And they're just dancing together.
Yeah.
They're like taking turns, leading. It's so cute.
Yeah.
And I'm like, who are these people? How did they make this happen?
And the fact that they want to do this or are getting paid.
Or getting paid.
A substantial amount to do this for this couple. It shows me that like you need that relationship.
That's what I'm thinking. Like it's probably in everybody's benefit who's there to be there. Even if you are a billionaire. Because there's billionaires that are around billionaires.
Yeah. People that know India.
Yeah.
And like the market there. Literally, it's half the world.
We can't even go to Jamnagar.
What do you mean?
We can't even go there.
Why?
We're Pakistani.
Oh, they can't?
We. You and I?
We can't?
No.
What if we get our, a visa approved?
That's going to be pretty impossible.
Some people can get in.
I think Indians can get into Pakistan easier than we can get into India.
Okay.
They really don't fuck with us.
I want to go to India.
I also want to go to India, but we cannot.
Yeah, well, you talk a lot of shit.
I fuck with the Indians, though.
The Indians.
Yeah, I fuck with them.
Why did you just say Indians?
What did I say?
The Indians.
I do. I fuck with the Indians. And I fuck with the Ambanis. Ambanis, the
smelly
if you're listening.
One, the smelly ones, right?
No, those are my own people. Those are the Pakistanis.
Wait a second. Do not do that.
Those from Qatar to Pakistan.
Do not do that.
I actually am not a fan of Pakistanis. India, I love India. Oh. I love India. Give me a visa, please. I love the Taj Mahal.
Oh my God.
Get me away from these Pakistanis. Kashmir chose the wrong country. Just kidding. Just kidding. Whoa.
Throwing her own side under the bus.
Listen, I love Azad Kashmir. Don't get me wrong. I actually fuck with Pakistan. I also don't know the beef between India and Pakistan to be that serious. I literally am just like, literally, can you relax? And then we're too similar to not be able to go there.
Yeah.
I feel like it should be a little bit more open than this. And the vibes are not there. The vibes are off. Yeah.
This is true. Well, when you have a population of people that like doesn't have much to like, it's like people here with sports and things like that. Like you see it, you know, after sports games, people are just like beating each other up. And the more things you have to care about, the less you are concerned about one particular thing.
Yeah.
But if your entire identity is based off of like, you know, the most fun you get out of life is like watching cricket match, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the best thing that happens. The rivalry, it's so intense. Like, you have to take a side. You grew up on it. And there's just so much history there. Then it's just like, it's going to take some time for things to change. And if they weren't having these billions of dollars spent on weddings and they actually put back into their country and elevated everybody.
It's not their responsibility.
Why?
Do you guys need a daughter-in-law?
Who are you talking about?
The Ambanis.
The family?
I just feel like
you think it's not excessive? You think this wedding is not excessive?
I think it's
this is justified?
I think it's kind of cool.
That's crazy to spend this much on a wedding.
It is, but they have it.
Okay, but like...
What else? They are, honestly...
If they had a real relationship with any of these people, then they would be like, hey, I'll cover you to be here. I know it's very difficult, whatever. And not like they have to spend all this money for it. Stop. It's excessive.
I fucks with it.
All right.
Because like, this is also a pre-wedding function. Who knows if they're invited to the wedding?
That's not the point. No. If they're spending this much money on a pre-wedding...
I mean... They have it. So this is probably like they could buy like this whole wedding's probably less than their house.
All right.
And it's like this is probably a great PR move for them as a whole.
Yeah, I just feel
they're
like
they're providing a lot of entertainment.
Yeah, whatever.
Week long worth of entertainment.
It's an excessive amount of money.
I like it.
All right. Something funny happened over over the weekend. I was at my friend's house, and he has this massage chair.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an intense massage chair.
Okay.
I mean, you sit in it, mm-hmm. and your feet get, like, covered.
Mm-hmm.
Your arms, your hands, every part of your body is immersed in this chair.
Okay.
There's a spot for every part of your body.
Yeah.
And you just kind of like sink into it. You select a setting and then the massage chair goes in on you.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, I'm kind of ticklish on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like doing stuff under the feet. Yeah. And I'm like laughing, but I'm like locked in. It's like mm-hmm. One of those chairs. What's it called? Like a, not like a straight jacket, but like a chair that
electric
like.
Electric chair.
Maybe like, I don't know. But like, yeah. I'm like bound to yeah. it. Yeah. And I'm like.
One of my friends has those and you feel like, oh shit, like you're locked in.
Like it's like one of those rides.
Mm-hmm.
Like it elevates.
Mm-hmm. Tips back a little.
All the way.
Yeah.
And it's just like everything closes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very immersive. Yeah. Right. So everyone is like taking turns. Like, oh my God, this is amazing. Whatever. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one girl, she's like, oh, let me try it out. And then she goes on it. And we're all kind of like sitting at the table. We're like chatting it up, eating, whatever, right? And then from like the corner where she is, we just hear like, ah, ah.
Stop. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean?
So that's what I said at first, right? Like, did I just hear what I thought I heard?
Are you good?
Is she safe? Was that like a shriek or was it like where my mind is going?
Right.
Let's pull back a little bit.
Right.
Let's not assume. We look over and everyone's kind of like concerned with the slight smirk of like, are we okay?
Yeah.
And she was like, she quickly like got up, like pushed stop on it.
Uh-huh.
And she like, she's like, oh, my hair, like it got stuck. Blah, blah, blah. Like she's saying this stuff. And I was like, your hair got stuck? And like, you know, it's not like adding up. Things aren't adding yeah. up, right? And then she like sat down. And then we started making jokes. Because we're like, okay, if it was a hair thing, whatever. Yeah. And we were like, oh, like, you know, the chair felt a little too good. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the chair is better. Like, seems like your boyfriend is going to have to like keep up with this chair. Like, you right. know, jokes like that, right?
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, I'm not going to lie. It was in my hair. And we were like, well, then what was it? What happened? And then she was just like, I've never had like that experience. And we were just like,
she orgasmed
what?
In the middle of a party. And she's admitting to this.
I think she could not help but to just call it what it was. We saw it. We heard it. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like everybody was like, yo.
Why was she so loud about it?
the way that it came out, you could tell if she's either in trouble or if she's in a peak state of her mind.
Yeah.
That whatever was coming out of her vocal cords could not be controlled.
Oh, it was completely... Okay. I get it, I guess.
There was no... preventing what was
tell
to come
me more
about.
What else did she say
about it?
Yeah,
she was just like blushing and like listening to all the jokes.
Right.
And just being, okay, stop, stop, stop.
So she's fully like admitted that she gasmed.
She didn't say that, but like the way that she was reacting and the jokes that were coming out, and she was just kind of like still kind of like catching her breath.
Yeah.
It was like, I can't believe that she just in the middle of a party. And it was like a fine chill kind of, it wasn't like, it's like a party,
like
party,
a rager, or, like, no, everybody could hear everything.
It's like, yo, like few friends come over type thing.
Where's this chair at?
Yo, yo.
I was just curious, like for research purposes.
By the way, we were all leaving, right? We're all getting ready to leave. She went back on it. She went back on it.
I would too. Not
she was like,
lie.
She was like, I have to redeem myself. We're like, oh, we're like, no,
you don't have to.
You don't have to, but. She was really just going to go on and just control things this
going
time.
Going on another ride
better.
On the carousel.
She was like, I'm not going to be here for another hot minute.
Yeah.
Let me just, you know, get what I can out of it. And then I was like, I told my friend, I was like, you might want to wipe that down.
You have a link?
I just promoted this chair pretty heavily.
I feel like
in one of those Twitter threads.
Don't be surprised if this chair is in this room the next time.
Amber does the podcast in the chair. And then she just mutes every single time, and the people who are watching on YouTube are just watching her face just like melt.
I mean,
all right, well we could have
more patrons. I only do the Patreon the chair.
We have to change the Patreon to an OnlyFans then.
No, it'll be a Patreon, guys. It's PG.
No, let's start an OnlyFans for the chair, and then invite guests. Those are our new guests.
Yeah.
And they have to do the whole podcast in the chair.
In the chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. Yeah. Ask your friend where I can get that.
chair affiliate
chair link down below.
in the description. And type in code strange flavors to get a discount.
Yeah.
But that was crazy.
Honestly,
I cannot believe like that
so
happened.
Funny.
And I told her, I was like, I'm going to talk about this on the podcast. She's like, do not. Here it is.
Love that for you. Do I know her?
I don't think so. Maybe.
You need to introduce me to her because she's iconic. She's like a celebrity in my mind now. Straight up. That was so iconic. Like, just orgasming loud as shit at a party. Like, who,
like, she didn't care about anybody.
Like, who
she
is
she was like
this?
I'm gonna experience this all the way.
She's the most unbothered person on this planet, and I need to be friends with her right now.
How are you gonna have a public bust at a party
yeah,
in somebody else's chair? It's his dad's chair. He uses it the most. So uncle, if you're listening. And
you might have another
smell
baby
something
out there,
funny.
Uncle.
Another baby.
There, yeah. Squirrel's orgasming on the chair, and this is his dad's chair. He might have a baby out there soon.
Yeah.
She comes back. Look out for the drop in 9 months.
Let's do this one last thing, and then we'll take it to the Patreon.
Okay.
So Amber's favorite place on earth.
Did I write that?
No, we all know that though.
Oh, what
the
is
amount
it?
Of times that you're there.
Oh, Miami?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you do in Miami that they're releasing what they're releasing now?
Honestly, it couldn't have been me. I was like, me and my homegirls, we make Miami a better place. So this commercial is not for us, but can you play this commercial?
Okay.
For the patrons? I mean, LOL. The listeners?
Hey, we need to talk.
This isn't working anymore.
And it's not us. It's you. We just want different things.
Our idea of a good time is relaxing on the beach.
Hitting up the spa.
Or checking out a new restaurant.
You just want to get drunk in public and ignore laws.
Do you even remember what happened last March?
Oh.
That was our breaking point. So we're breaking up with you.
And don't try to apologize and come crawling back. This isn't safe. So we're done.
And just so you know, we're serious.
This March, you can expect things like curfews, bag checks, and restricted beach access.
DUI checkpoints, $100 parking, and strong police enforcement for drug possession and violence.
Whatever it takes, because it's time to move on.
Maybe we can talk when you're done with your spring break phase, but until then.
Why does this sound like a, like they're about to be like Cialis? Don't like it's like a drug, like a medicine commercial.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These are the side effects. Please be.
The Miami government put this out.
Mm. It was pretty nice. It was a nice little commercial.
It was, but
it could have been like an officer, like, "Hey guys, this is the rules now, whatever." But they like they put in work on that.
You know, Miami is the craziest place in the U.S.
Okay, maybe.
Like, you could go.
Some people might argue that it's Chicago, depending on how you're defining crazy.
Okay, wildest.
Okay.
Because you could go to Miami. It's a Tuesday. It's a Tuesday. Okay?
Yeah.
I got off my 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift.
Yeah.
As a nurse.
Right.
I get home. I put on some heels. I wear a bathing suit. Mm. I take a flight in just my heels and bathing suit. I walk out at 9:30 a.m. from my flight.
This happened?
I'm telling you, this is a scenario that could happen.
But have you seen this?
I'm telling you a story.
Okay.
You arrive by 9:30.
Yeah.
You go straight from the airport to space.
What?
Space is a club.
Oh.
You can go.
Okay.
And party at 9:30 a.m. Mm. as if it's 10:30, 1 a.m. on a Friday, Saturday, whatever night.
Right.
Typical nights that you would need to go party out and literally anywhere else.
Yeah.
Friday night, Saturday night. Sometimes Wednesday. Sometimes a club's going up on a Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay. But there's levels to this shit. Mm-hmm. Miami, you can go at any hour of any day. There's celebrities constantly doing appearances. You go there, and every time I go, I come back Miami hungover. I don't want to see a pair of heels. I don't want my lash lady showing me a picture of her boyfriend's dick.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about how the janitor at the apartment building sniffed cocaine off of the promoter's dick at the dinner last night.
Yeah.
These things I did not think were real. Then I go to Miami. I like it. I'm like, wow, what a wild place. I love saying wild shit. I love just outlandish shit. I love it. Even I have too much. I leave Miami hungover.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is too much. But when you add younger kids into the equation, specifically college students,
yeah,
where they're like, Miami, let's go. Even Miami can't handle them. And that's saying something because Miami is wild. It's built to be wild.
Okay. It's built to be wild. What all the people that you're talking about are characters. This is not a real place. It's like it's a version of a place that you can be like everyone is fake almost there. Mm-hmm. Like they have fake body parts. Mm-hmm. It's a norm there.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is like in an abnormal state of mind mm-hmm. and physical appearance to some degree.
I went from being, not to toot my own horn, but like I went from being like one of the hottest people on the cruise to immediately getting off on the port and being one of the ugliest people around.
I believe it.
I was like, oh, I ain't shit in this city.
No.
Because why? I don't have lipo. I don't have like extreme body parts, which I would think that to other cities, I probably would. I probably would be considered like my body would be considered hot. For those cities, not for Miami. Mm. They want fake.
They want extra.
They want excessive. Titties to your chin.
They want more.
More. Big. Shiny. Glam.
Yes.
Everything.
Covering your eyes.
They have literal stores, like clothing stores,
yeah,
that are made to buy clothes for Miami because they would be completely unacceptable anywhere else.
Yeah.
Like hot Miami styles and like there's all these Miami brands for like swimsuits, going out clothes, all this type of stuff because you cannot just wear that in Nebraska.
Yeah. I think of Miami as like the daytime Vegas.
Mm.
Like it's bright on the beach. Mm-hmm. Everything is out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, it's like a little uncovered, like undercover.
A little grimy.
Dark, grimy. And it's like, but it's Sin City, right? Mm-hmm. This is like, let's pretend that everything is, it's like Sin City is Vegas and then Sim City is Miami.
What do they call it? Vice City?
Vice City, that's GTA, but you know, mm-hmm. The Sims.
But is Vice City for Miami?
Yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because you're literally dealing with your vices. It's either drinking, drugs,
yeah,
sex. That's like the theme of Miami.
Yes.
Is those things.
But that's why it's like, you're going there, you know what the world is there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a culture.
Mm-hmm.
But what this commercial is kind of highlighting, it's like the college kids that are like disrespecting and they're going, it's not like they're playing up the characters and the wildness of it and the culture of it. They're basically like causing commotion. They're disrupting. They're like,
their chaos is not the same chaos. They have an order to their chaos. Their city is built for this chaos.
Yeah.
Their city is not built for your chaos that you're bringing in now.
They want these kids to take it to Mexico.
They're
stick
like
to Cancun.
We're chaotic, not hectic. And you're hectic.
It's like when you're playing Grand Theft Auto.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we watched the trailer for that?
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking place here, mm-hmm. in Miami, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And in the trailer, they highlighted the wildest parts of Miami.
Right.
But that's like when you're playing the story mode, how the developers, mm-hmm. of the game, they want you to play it. They want you to see like all the kind of spectacle that is Miami, right? Mm-hmm. But then when there's like people that come in when you're doing like online play and they just keep like killing you every time you try to like play the game,
mm-hmm.
and like you're not even getting to experience the spectacle of it. You're just like, bro, like you're kind of ruining the fun. You're doing your own thing and let Miami be Miami.
Let Miami be Miami. And why don't you go enjoy Miami's Miami, but don't go there and try to create your own Miami.
You don't need to
be drunk on a beach when you can go to like a club and be drunk. Mm-hmm. There's like allocated spaces for this shit. Why are you acting like this is your hometown parking lot?
Yeah.
You don't need to do that here. Yeah. We have allocated spaces for this to take place.
Yeah.
Follow protocol.
Miami is a fun place to go and just kind of like, it's like a popcorn city, as in you sit there and you watch.
Yeah.
And you eat your popcorn. You're like, look at this. Look at the people. You people watch.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
So fun.
Because like I'm not going to like go to this extent.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to disrupt what they have going on here.
Mm-hmm.
Because clearly everyone believes in something,
mm-hmm.
or like a set kind of standard of things. Mm-hmm. And it's like look at how people think and view who they are,
mm-hmm.
how each other are, what they value.
Yeah.
Like you might be like, for example, you were saying the lipo thing, like you might be like a stranger and like, why doesn't she have that? Like, what's her problem?
Why wouldn't she just get it?
Whereas if you take a character out of Miami and put them, let's say, in like Dayton, Ohio,
mm-hmm.
they're like, whoa.
That's a lot of extreme.
What's with abortion? All the plastic?
Yeah. But she makes perfect sense in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the characters of Miami are already just so funny. So it's like, I don't want to say bimbos because it's kind of fucked up, but.
If I had like relatives over or somebody who hasn't like been, that wants to experience America.
Yeah.
I would love to take them to Miami. Like,
okay.
Like watch this.
Watch this.
You want America?
Yeah. That's what they think America is.
Yeah, exactly. You want freedom.
Yeah.
You want just things off the rail.
They think that like white girls are walking around like ready to sell themselves for sex.
Yeah.
Like that, I feel like they would go there and be like, oh, look at all these beautiful people wearing bathing suits as clothes.
But you know, like when the weather starts getting nice or like if it's too cold over here,
mm-hmm.
in Maryland,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you look at Miami and you're like, man, I just want to like escape reality for a minute.
Yeah.
And just see how like people are and then how you get fatigued of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get back to reality, it's like then you don't take yourself too seriously. Mm-hmm. But also you're like, okay. Back to like, you know, I can accept myself for how I am because then you have context.
Yeah. I like it. I you could never make me hate Miami. You could never make me hate Miami. I think I have to go on.
I think Florida in general is a part of our country that is just like you know how like we were talking about this before the podcast, but like there's like friends that have certain behaviors and tendencies and like it's not like you excuse it, but mm-hmm. you understand and accept them for how they are because they're not about to change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like Florida. Okay.
We understand and accept you.
Yes, you're a troublemaker, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're a little bit wild,
mm-hmm.
but you're a part of our country.
Yes.
And sometimes you give us a little bit of, it's like the comic relief mm-hmm. in like a show or a movie.
Yeah.
It's like lower the tension.
Uh-huh.
So then don't bring the tension to Miami.
What friend is Texas?
Texas is the one that it's like a little bit too like, too strong in the values. Like you'll just be having fun and mm-hmm. then they're just like, they'll bring up some political thing or like a certain statement that kind of like, it's like, all right, buddy, like just chill a little bit, you know?
He's like standing up a little too straight. He's like walking with his penis.
I mean, that would still be Florida.
Okay.
Because it's like oversized. But I think like, you know, like somebody where they're just like, are you even having fun?
Okay.
Because it's like, yes, you enjoy things and whatever, but it's like you always have to make like a snarky remark.
Okay. Yeah. What about, and I know we're going to cities here.
Yeah.
What about Portland?
Portland, Oregon, right? The Northwest, you could put in Seattle in there,
mm-hmm.
that area. It's like, let me try to get away from politics because it is obviously hyper liberal. It's like that this friend is batshit weird.
Yeah. Okay.
Like they do their own thing.
Mm.
They anything that you say, they're like, there's another way to do this, and it's the weirdest way.
Mm.
And you're just like, I don't know what you're thinking.
Mm.
You do your own thing. They're not organized to any degree.
What are they wearing? We should say
they look like that guy at the wedding.
Which guy?
The guy who threw the wedding.
Oh, Ambani.
Just got up out of bed.
Okay.
Is how they are.
Mm-hmm.
They're blobby.
Blobby.
They're not like fit like, you know, the Miami guys are like the Muscle Beach
mm-hmm.
kind of Venice Beach guys.
Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of like, I am this.
Mm-hmm.
And I am, what's more important is the things that I'm into.
Mm.
They don't care about appearance as much.
Okay.
Are you following?
Yeah.
Are you relating?
Mm-hmm.
What else? Is there anything else that
for Portland?
For states.
For states.
Let me give you one.
Okay, you give me a state.
Okay. What would be, let me see where you've been also. Okay, what would be New York?
New York would be dark features, darker hair.
Okay.
Bushier eyebrows.
Oh, so like
beady eyes.
Brunette.
Okay. But a little bit darker.
Okay.
Like on darker. Gotcha. Beady eyes a little bit.
Beady eyes.
Walking with a slight hunch.
Why?
Because they're just over it.
Oh, okay.
They're just over. They've had a long day.
Okay. So this is not baby New York. This is like experienced run through.
Right.
New York.
Because
otherwise I would think that it's like a very straight posture. Like can't mess up.
Nah, they've been through it.
They've been through it. Okay. They're hunched. Gotcha.
There's a slight wrinkle on the side of their eyebrow.
Okay.
Like right above their eyebrow, only on one
side.
A
scar or like a?
It's a wrinkle because they only scrunch with one side of their face.
Oh, okay. They're so like exhausted of that scrunch that it's permanently wrinkled now.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And for some reason, they look a little gray.
Okay. Yeah. Their hands are dry a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
Like they have dry skin.
Yeah.
They're cold.
They're cold.
Like their blood just runs a little bit colder.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. And like, their clothes are clean, right? But their socks smell really bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I get that.
Yeah.
So much walking.
Yeah.
Like they just, all they did ever in life was just walk.
Walk.
If there's one thing that they did in life, it was walk.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's New York.
They always have to clear their throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's raspy.
Mm-hmm. They only eat Trident.
Like the gum. Okay. Like they eat spoons of Trident. Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Only Trident.
I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Very well captured.
And if I had to sign them a soda, it would be Diet Pepsi.
I get it.
Yeah. Is there any other states?
No, I think those were the main, because I was thinking of New York as like the Northeast mm-hmm. energy.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's the, I mean, there's a Midwest.
Yeah.
We didn't get the Midwest. So okay. Maybe like a,
they're walking, you know, with their belly a little.
It's out?
A little bit.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be out. Their spine just a little tucked in because they're walking with their belly.
Okay.
Surprisingly really nice beard.
All right.
It's unkept though.
Okay.
But it's grown in nice. But they do have like a patch.
I knew it. I'm not even kidding. I was going to say like bald with like the two hair strands.
Uh-huh.
I knew it. Why did I know that? It's like Mr. Potato Head a little bit.
A little bit. The ears make sense.
Yeah.
The ears make sense.
A top hat occasionally.
Yeah. You can see their veins a little bit more than the average person.
They eat soup and crackers.
Yeah. They're a little bit more pink.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are a little bit pink.
Yeah. If they were a shoe, they'd be a thong flip flop. With socks on.
Okay.
If they were a pant, they would be corduroys.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If they
were the straight cut. Yeah.
If there were sunglasses, they would be Oakleys.
Oakleys? I don't know. That would be more Texas, I think.
Okay. I'm still going to go with it.
Okay.
But if they were a shirt?
If they were a shirt, I would think that it was like a Hawaiian shirt, but not the patterns.
What would be the patterns?
No, there wouldn't be a pattern, but like the fit of the Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
And maybe
buttons
like
open, white feet are underneath.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Okay.
This was good.
This was good.
Yeah. If you guys have any other ones, leave it in the comments. Mm-hmm. If we were completely off.
Why didn't we give anyone a good one?
What do you mean? I think we took it to like the most extreme case.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is the worst of you.
We didn't go over California.
California. It blends in with a little bit of the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And some features of Florida.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it.
If you have, if we offended you, good.
Good.
That's what Great. You are. I think when you accept the worst version of yourself, it's only up from there.
Yeah. And if the shoe doesn't fit, don't wear it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's probably a thong flip flop.
With some socks on.
We're going to take the rest of some juicy topics to the Patreon. Mm-hmm. So subscribe there. But this has been really fun. Shimmer, we'll see you again next week.
We miss ya.
And for everybody listening, thank you so much for listening to another episode of Strange Flavors. It's been another week.
Another flavor.
A little less stranger.
We'll talk to you next time.
Peace.